Okay, August 12th, 2026, beginning our day. One of the reflections I like to keep coming back to is that although kind of it seems like there's a lot happening, there's actually nothing much happening. So everything that's happening is just happening in our minds. And then if it seems like there's a lot happening, then there's a lot happening in our minds. If it seems like there's not much happening, then there's not much happening in our minds. So sometimes we might not even be doing much, but we have a feeling of being overwhelmed or like that there's a lot happening. But then if we take stock of things, oh, there's actually only 3 things happening in my life right now. Or, oh, actually there's only 1 thing happening. I'm just having breakfast. But we might think, oh, there's this happening. There's that happening. There's this project I have to finish at the workshop, and I'm kind of cleaning out the file cabinets and gotta do this and this and that and that. But none of that's happening right now. Right now I'm not even eating breakfast anymore. I already finished breakfast, so I'm just talking. So it's just that with Dhamma, there's this sense that there's not that much. There's actually nothing happening. It's just body and mind, breathing, and so on. So, but then in the course of our lives, wholesome and unwholesome states arise. We have experiences and relationships and so on. And then there's a whole story. And there's a whole arc to our story as well. How did I end up here? I was there 10 years ago. How did I end up right here? So, but I think just making sure that arc is quite wholesome and not unwholesome, making sure we're moving in the right direction. And then, so it won't be like, well, I'm 50, 60, 70, 80. What happened? I've heard this before. I've heard people say this. And, what happened? Things were going so well. What happened? So, but I feel very grateful to be in the situation I'm in. So I guess the arc of my own story is when I was a teenager, I didn't think I would end up in a very good place. So, but having chosen to go in a good direction, having chosen to be around good people, have Kalyanamitta, then I find myself in quite a good place. And even though, as say, conventionally speaking, abbot of a monastery, have a lot of things to do, duties. It doesn't, I can definitely say at this point that internally it doesn't seem like I'm doing a lot. It doesn't seem like I'm doing very much. So, people come up to me and say, I know you're so busy, but dot, dot, dot. But I don't feel like I'm busy or that I'm doing very much. It's just because it's just one thing at a time. So, it doesn't mean we don't plan or that there's not lists of things to do, but and this is, it's quite wonderful because I know 10 years ago or whatever, then I would hold these things and get quite stressed out about, say, the whole list of things to be done. I think about it a lot, and then I was kind of just noticing more recently, oh yeah, there's like, okay, the HVAC system isn't working, or like the air conditioning in the offices suddenly wasn't working. I would have gotten quite stressed about that in the past, say 10 years ago. But it was like it wasn't working, and then there was no sense of worry about it. And then meditating, it wasn't coming up in my mind, and didn't seem to be a big deal. So this is not a big deal practice. Sometimes we might think, oh, the mind is locking onto something. Like, why did that person say that to me? Or why did I make that mistake even? Or why did I do that? Or the mind likes to lock onto these things. But then if we say, well, we trust our own wholesome intentions, then nothing is a big deal. Nothing is really worth worrying about. It's similar to Ajahn Chah's so practice. So every time something comes up the mind, you just respond by saying, so? Said this person said something unfair to me. So? But this, you know, they didn't give me the inheritance, so I'm gonna get a divorce, so I'm gonna die, so it's one of my favorite personal little teachings from Lumpur Liam when I was his Upatak, when I was spinning the Vasa at Wapapong. Was there was a period where I was his attendant and I had very little sleep for a few days straight. And it was like katina season, so you go to these different katinas and there's all-night Dhamma talks and sometimes all-night work periods followed by all-night Dhamma talks. I was really afraid that I was going to maybe have a seizure or something because I was very sleep-deprived. So I was, Lumpur Liam, sitting outside at this branch monastery and fanning mosquitoes away from his feet. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to try to ask him some questions. And my heart was beating very fast. And I was extremely sleep-deprived and really out of it. And I asked him, isn't, you know, if we go without sleep like this, like, isn't that, like, bad for us or something? Like, isn't that bad for our health? And, you know, isn't it better to rest when we need to rest or something like that? And he said something like, so, like, but it was like, are you afraid of death? And he said, are you afraid to die? And I didn't know what to say. And he said, if you die, you die. It doesn't matter. So then all this joy came up. So that was what I needed to hear. What's the big deal? So this is not a big deal practice. So I'll leave it at that for reflection.